sitting at Response, a woman's shelter in Coos County. A woman who didn't want to give her name tells of the terror of desperately calling for help and not getting it. One of her hands has a rapid, tiny tremor as she describes her husband.
He has a terrible temper, a drinking problem. Numerous times he had threatened to kill us.
One night last fall, things were much worse than normal.
My husband had body slammed me. I went backwards into the wood pile, ended up breaking my vertebrae.
The town had a small part-time police force, but she says they're afraid of her husband, so she needed the state police.
Waiting over an hour for police to make it, when you don't know if he's going to pull a gun on you and kill you, is pretty scary.
When the state police finally arrived, they arrested her husband, and the couple's now separated.
In Coos alone, there's 31 towns or unincorporated areas. We are the primary law enforcement.
Todd Landry is a state police lieutenant and the current commander of Troop F, which is based in Twin Mountain.
We cover all of Grafton and Coos County, which is roughly 3,500 square miles.
Troop F has 24 troopers for road patrol, 8 fewer than Landry says he needs. They don't just chase speeders. They respond to everything from burglar alarms and lost dogs to domestic quarrels. And they investigate the crimes to which they respond.
You get a response to 93 North.
Having adequate coverage gets trickier when something happens that requires more than one trooper.
Not sure if there's a second one. There is a person down in the roadway. 10-5.
Lieutenant Landry says in such cases, troopers converge from all over.
So it's a balancing act. We have to balance available personnel and the areas that we cover.
That can make coverage thin or non-existent in some areas. Tim Hayes spent 24 years with the state police in the North Country before retiring recently as a sergeant and assistant commander of Troop F. He says being shorthanded is potentially dangerous for everybody.
It's hard for on the trooper to know that he's got 3 calls waiting when I get this one here done. And it's going to be really frustrating for the person that called for the help, you know, to be told, well, you know, they'll get there as quick as they can, but it might be a while.
But that's also part of rural life. Daryl Wood is an assistant professor who studies rural policing at Washington State University. He says differences in population density, crime rates, and topography mean there's no standard for how many troopers an area should have. But Wood says research is clear on several things. One is that people who've grown up in rural areas understand it may take a while for police to respond. Another is that newcomers, moving from urban areas perhaps to retire, are likely to be less tolerant. Wood says research also clearly shows that the longer response times affect crime fighting. And a major impact is that it makes victims of spousal abuse feel more helpless and vulnerable.
It makes the victim feel more isolated, like there's less that can be done.
Jeannie Robillard knows that well. She runs the support center at Birch House, a women's shelter in northern Grafton County. She says long wait times only complicate a difficult situation for women who are already in danger.
If they get caught making that 911 call by the abuser and there's an altercation in progress, an hour and a half is an awfully long time to wait and for intervention, and many, many things can happen.
At a speech in Millsfield last month, Governor Haslam made clear she wants things to improve.
I have heard of people in the North Country waiting for more than an hour for the nearest trooper to arrive. This is simply unacceptable. That's why our budget puts 15 more troopers on the road.
But interviewed later, Hassan stopped short of promising that any new troopers would be sent to the North Country. And while the state budget remains a work in progress, state trooper staffing decisions ultimately rest with the state police command. In an email to NHPR, Commissioner of Safety John Barthelmess says any new troopers funded in the budget would be used to fill vacant patrols statewide, adding that the North Country is one of our priorities. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.